Vehicle. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, here at the American Media Network, and the world is changing, ladies and gentlemen. It's changing dramatically, even in this last 2 weeks. We've seen the total transformation of the Near East and the Middle East, and dictators like Mubarak and the dictator of Tunisia, who've been in power for 30 years, are no longer there. How could that happen? Oil has gone, well, it pushed over $100 a barrel yesterday, backed off to 98, but it's going up. I can guarantee you it'll be $150 to $200 here, certainly within a few weeks, a few months. And this is going to dramatically impact on the American economy. American economy is bankrupt. Oh, they tell you things are really great, and the economy, the stock market's been going up. The only trouble is the last couple of days it's been going down. And if you've been watching what the insiders been doing, the insiders, the CEOs, have been frantically selling their stocks, sometimes as many as 1,000 shares being sold to one share being purchased. The people who really run things know what lies ahead. They just have not wanted you to know, but things are moving, and they're moving at a pace. Remember, I've been watching this for 49 years. I've never seen anything like the things that are happening today. Well, with us this morning is Thomas Wood. We certainly have interviewed him in the past on his excellent book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History, which we carry. His book on Meltdown, talking about the financial a meltdown of our society, of our economy, and if we still carry that book, we think it's important. And now his new book, Rollback, Repealing Big Government for the Coming Financial Fiscal Collapse, which points out that certainly this system is going to collapse. There's no way it can be kept going, and certainly there are things that we could do to alleviate somewhat the crisis that's coming, but Social Security is bankrupt, despite the fact that they keep insisting that, oh, well, we do have, we have a Social Security trust fund. It's made up of government bonds. We devalue a government that doesn't have any money. In fact, is borrowing money every single day so we can continue giving foreign aid to other nations throughout the world. How can you borrow money to give to foreign nations and keep dictators in power throughout the world? And then Medicare is even in worse shape, with some 79 million baby boomers retiring. People, everybody says, as Thomas Wood points out so well, well, it'll work out in the end. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's not going to work out in the end. The America we've known is going to be gone, and is not coming back again, at least not in the form we've had it. We've had a wonderful utopian ride, but the definition of the word utopia is no place. Mr. Wood, Thomas Wood, senior fellow with the Ludwig von Mises Institute And shouldn't he, a prolific writer, one of the best thinkers we have, and we're always pleased to have him with us. Thank you very much for being with us, Thomas.
Always a pleasure, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Well, why don't you certainly go into the background? I mean, certainly, did you ever think that we would see what we're seeing today with the Middle East and the Near East in flames and dramatic rise in gold and silver we've seen in the last couple of weeks, the skyrocketing price of oil, and people are concerned about Lindsay Lohan and Tiger Woods. I mean, it's almost as if we live in a world gone mad.
It's like we're living really, it's like a Kafka novel or an Orwell novel or something. We're actually living out the parts of it. But, you know, I suppose at some level I did believe that this sort of thing would happen one day because, you know, these regimes were not going to last forever. But yet, you know, you go on for so long with the world just, you know, ambling on its way day after day, and it almost seems like it's only theoretical that something will eventually change. And then it really does, and it surprises even those of us who knew the changes had to come. And likewise, the condition of the economy now. I mean, for quite a long time I've been suggesting that we were heading in this direction, and yet once we get here, even I'm kind of surprised at it. Because, as I say, the U.S. economy managed to sort of struggle along reasonably well for a good number of years, longer than I thought it would. And so, you know, you almost are even surprised when your own predictions come true, but they are indeed coming true. And what I've been arguing in a lot of my radio interviews these days, with the budget being the source of debate, is pretty much, you know, if the Republicans want to cut $60 billion from the U.S. budget, I mean, this is like taking 10 cents off a trip to the moon. I mean, $60 billion with a $1.5 trillion deficit and the unfunded liabilities over $111 trillion, and the Democrats are suggesting that if $60 billion were cut, the earth would go tumbling toward the sun. I mean, that guarantees default and breakdown, ultimately. If we can't even make trivial changes, then we're in for it.
Well, you know, reading the New York Times editorial, I love to read New York Times editorials because it keeps my blood pressure up, so I won't have a stroke. But you know, they're just saying that why the Republicans want to cut essential services. They want to cut $68 billion from this deficit. Ladies and gentlemen, the deficit for this year is $1.65 trillion. Oh, that's the latest figure from the CBO. It's just over the last couple of weeks. From $1.5 trillion to $1.65 trillion for this year, with an anticipated $1.1 trillion next year. I mean, yeah, and we're having to borrow the money or create the money. This whole thing is, we are sitting on a house of cards, and somebody is simply shoveling out the sand. And the whole thing is going to come tumbling down, because you can't borrow your way into prosperity. And as you point out in your book, the changes are going to come with frightening rapidity, and suddenly one day we're going to wake up and we're going to be facing a financial Armageddon.
And let me explain to people what this would look like, because I think we hear predictions like this so often that, you know, even the best of us may become cynical. Well, you know, we have had a pretty large national debt for a while, and I haven't seen any real consequences from that, so maybe this is all worrying about nothing. But
hang on, Dr. Wood will be with you in just a moment here, right here at the American Freedom Now.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. U.S. Cash Flows reminds listeners, the results of child abuse are devastating. Each year, millions of children are subject to it. Many die. For the survivors, the pain inflicted on them influences their lives. If you or anyone you know needs help, call your local child abuse hotline. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows. For more information, call 484-6523. That's 484-6523. They're on the air reminding us all it should never hurt to be a child. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Elizabeth Lockerplant reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of the holiday spirit. That's from Elizabeth Lockerplant, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in neutralizing aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Dr. Thomas Wood, a senior fellow at the Ludwig Mises Institute. We're talking about his latest book, Roll Back. And, of course, we still carry a very important book, Meltdown, going into why we're having the financial problems we have. But the question is then, what can be done about it? Well, nobody wants to take money away from the elderly. I mean, have them destitute. Nobody wants to deprive people of medical care. But, ladies and gentlemen, when government doesn't have any money, it can't provide for the elderly. It can't provide health care. And government is having to borrow money. Today, from this last year, Medicare is costing, and Medicaid, about $750 billion. Social Security is costing $750 billion. Social Security is about $700 billion. That's about together. Well, that's just about almost our entire deficit. Our deficit this year is $1.65 trillion. So we're having to borrow all the money that's going out for Medicare and Social Security. Now, admittedly, a lot of money is coming in, but more money is going out than is coming in. I mean, we're spending almost $750 billion on the military, more than the whole rest of the world put together, almost, and certainly fighting a totally unnecessary war in Afghanistan, where almost a quarter of a million men are there, 90,000 American soldiers, 110,000 contractors, 46,000 NATO troops, and we're fighting between 50 and 100 million members of Al-Qaeda. What's wrong with this scenario? Certainly the big thing is that what's going to happen? I got a call from a friend of mine, Joel Skousen, yesterday saying, why this thing can't collapse overnight. The only way it could do that would be hyperinflation. There's no way the government has to get the money into the hands of the people. Dr. Wood, what do you foresee happening if we do not do something? You mentioned in your book that things could happen suddenly almost overnight that would change the situation in our society. What right. could happen so suddenly that we would have to look at what's happening as a stark reality?
Right. Well, first of all, you were mentioning the military. I can't help sharing. I just learned the other day that the U.S. government spends about $420 million a year on public broadcasting, but it spends $500 million a year on military marching bands. I mean, it's just, I mean, like, again, what kind of world is this? But in terms of what would things look like, it's true that the situation that we're in, we could see the situation gradually get worse little by little over time, like a slow-motion train wreck. That is one scenario. But an equally likely scenario is a very sudden one. And the reason it would be very sudden, even though it seems like these programs will just get worse only gradually, the reason it could be sudden is this. If at any moment it could be just one bad headline that spooks investors, there's one headline about that makes people lose confidence in the regime in Washington, lose confidence in American politicians, lose confidence in the future of the American economy, whatever it is, whatever the bad news happens to be, at some point, people who are lending to the U.S. government could say, well, gee, in light of this news, yeah, I'll still lend to the U.S. government, but I better get a much, much higher interest return than the almost 0% I'm getting now. So that, in other words, if the cost of borrowing, the interest rate that the U.S. government has to pay should spike up in response to some perceived bad news, that could be when the crisis comes, because then it becomes very hard for them to pay for all the borrowing. The interest payments on the national debt alone will be $1 trillion a year in 2020, even if interest rates stay super low. What if they go up to 5%, 10%? Then you're talking about sums that are astronomical and impossible to pay. Half the budget or more would be taken up by interest payments. Where's the money going to come from for these other programs? You could tax everybody at 100% if you wanted, but that's not going to solve the problem either. That's the type of crisis that could hit us, frankly, at any moment.
What are we putting out now, paying out in interest on the national debt?
I think it's right now it's a little under $400 billion.
Okay, fine. But basically what happens, of course, what Dr. Wood's pointing out is that when you're putting out $1 trillion a year for interest on the national debt or more, then there's no money left over for anything else. Of course, this is what the Concord Coalition and others have been trying to say. Don't you see you can't live indefinitely on borrowed money, and as we are doing, borrowing money so we can give money away in the form of foreign aid? I mean, how long can you continue trying to spend yourself into prosperity? Well, what can be done? Because basically, I mean, we have these commitments to help the elderly people like me. I mean, you know, they're getting Social Security, they're getting Medicare. I mean, what will happen to people if government doesn't provide for us?
Well, this is a difficult situation because people have, it's not like they were promised this 2 weeks ago. They've gone through their whole lives building up these expectations and organizing their lives around these programs for their retirement. So it is a very difficult situation for them to be in. At the same time, it's a very difficult situation for the young generations because they are having trouble finding work in the first place. I just saw a poll where 85% of college seniors are moving back into with mom and dad when they finish college. They don't know what else to do, and it's on their backs that this whole system is going to have to limp along. So they're going to have to work harder and longer just to stand still, all for a system that may well collapse anyway. So,
but I mean, so many of our college graduates have, well, my grandson, $70,000 in borrowed debt. It's
yeah,
all
exactly.
Done and
so they also have this
money.
Major debt, five-figure debt.
Yeah.
So in other words, my point is that it's not like there's a pile of cash sitting out there that can solve this problem. And if you know, if only stingy Republicans wouldn't hesitate to grab from that pile, you know, we'd have all our problems solved. There is no pile. Any pile is taken from the younger people. So there has to be some equitable solution that acknowledges that it's not fair to treat the young generations like cash cows, particularly since at least some of the elderly, I mean, the elderly are the richest group, demographic group in the country, and some of them can afford to live with reduced benefits, and frankly, some of them should have to because they've already received an excellent return on these programs, a return that the younger people will never see. What's fair about that? Why should we have a class system in this country where some people get way, way, way above and beyond anything they could have dreamed of expecting, and other people get nothing? That's not fair.
Well, of course, we see this with Bernie Madoff and the man who's in charge of trying to straighten this out. He said, well, a lot of people have gotten more from Bernie Madoff than they put in. you've got to put it back in. But the people said, well, but, you know, we're entitled to it. After all, we were paid out, we invested, and now you want us to give out back, you know, all we made more than our initial investment? That's not fair.
Yeah, it's not fair. You know, Peter Schiff says we should make Bernie Secretary of the Treasury. He'd fit right in.
Well, he was a piker compared to our politicians. I mean, his was a $65 billion Ponzi scheme. Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. Medicare is a Ponzi scheme. Why won't anybody say it?
Oh, you know what's interesting? Actually, Dr. Stan, they had, I was listening to Peter Schiff's, he's got a new radio show, and he had one of the Social Security actuaries on. And he said to the guy, do you know what a Ponzi scheme is? And he said, yes. He says, what's the difference between Social Security and a Ponzi scheme? And the guy sat there, dead silence, which is, of course, terrible on the radio. You cannot allow dead silence. So it was just dead silence. So Schiff said, you know what? I'll give you the whole break to think it over. So they went to a commercial break, came back. Guy really had no idea what to say. And I thought, wow, when the propagandists of the system can't even defend it, you know it's in the terminal stage.
And I think people have to understand the utopia we've known in the past is gone. It's not coming back. The definition of utopia is no place. It doesn't exist. And we've existed in a totally false economy. It's been a great run, though, hasn't it?
People who lived over the past 50 years had a great ride. And it was very hard to be a critic of this system because people could always say, look, I don't care what your phony baloney theories say. This system delivers the goods.
Right.
So it's going to be tricky. What I'm trying to do with rollback, really, is not just lay out the numbers, because those are depressing enough. We kind of know the numbers. But to then the rest of the 90% of it is to say what we need to do more, even more than cut the budget, is to cut out this juvenile view of government that we got in sixth grade, that, you know, that government is composed of wonderful, self-sacrificing public servants, and if we didn't have them, we'd have no art or science or civilization, or we'd all be doing a rain dance to make it rain, or, you know, whatever. We'd all be working in a mine for a dollar a day. All this stuff we got in sixth grade is what makes Americans feel like the politicians really just have our best interests at heart, and so we need to give them more money. And it's this mentality. We could cut the budget next week, but if people are still thinking like children about government, we haven't made any progress. So I am taking a dagger to all this propaganda that we got in the sixth grade about our wise public servants, and I'm sticking that dagger in as many times as I can to kill this once and for all.
So what needs to be done now?
Well, the key thing is now. It almost doesn't even matter what is. It's got to be done right now. Every year we put off this problem, like the entitlements and all the rest of it, the unfunded liabilities go up between $2 and $4 trillion. So for Obama to say, look, we can't make any rash changes now, that wouldn't be fair. We got to wait for the future. That's what's irresponsible. He's waiting for the future, because then the problem is compounded. Then it's much worse. And then if the real collapse does come, it'll be all the more wrenching, and the vulnerable people will be hit all the harder. So that's a complete cop-out on his part. So obviously you need to start cutting anywhere and everywhere, and I do have some suggestions at the end of the book. A lot of them are pretty radical. The most mainstream suggestion I have is this. When you turn 65, you should be given the option of, I can get all the benefits I'm entitled to, or I can forswear those benefits in exchange for complete exemption from income, estate, and gift taxes for the rest of my life. Now, I would grab that in a second, because I have no intention of retiring. I'm terrible at golf. I love what I'm doing now. And that would take some pressure off the system. That's the sort of thing that 10 years ago would have been off the table. The very suggestion that people should have a choice in any of this dooms the system, so they can't allow it. But I think, you know, as the crisis approaches, then unconventional views will begin to get a hearing, because all the conventional ones will have failed.
But, of course, today, as a senior citizen, I can't go out and buy a medical policy, an insurance policy, to cover my own health insurance. Now, the first part, I get a... I cannot buy a a medical policy that would pay doctors and hospitals. They just outlawed I could pay a supplement, but I can't actually buy a policy. The only way I would be able to survive would be to go to a foreign country for medical care. They've got to get government out of medicine and allow the system to work. It's because government controls the system that the prices are as high, and the whole system is beginning to quake as more and more doctors drop out. And if we don't repeal Obamacare, why, when the doctor walks into the examining room, why, he is going to have to immediately punch in a little, after he makes the diagnosis, punch in a little a list, go back to Washington, D.C. They'll tell him how to treat this. And if he doesn't treat it, he can be imprisoned, or he will be certainly fined heavily for not following the dictates of what I call the Kevorkian board back in Washington, D.C. I mean, this is madness. This started,
well, I mean,
I think, 2014.
Yeah, everything that's been said about Obamacare is exactly right on. It intensifies every bad trend that's leading to higher costs, and it does nothing to alleviate any of this. And certainly, you know, you're right. A lot of the doctors are going to be retiring. It's going to make it worse.
We'll be back in just a moment with Thomas Wood. His book, Rollback, Meltdown, and we'll be back in a moment.
When you need a dynamic energy boost and you require that energy to last you for the long term, all you have to do is take a Warhead capsule and a drink of water. In moments, you'll feel a dramatic performance elevating effects of Warhead's amazing blend of herbs, vitamins, minerals, and pharmaceutical compounds rush throughout your body. You really have to try it to believe it. Whether you need to wake up in the morning or stay awake at night, work hard at physical labor, or work out as an athlete, Warhead will give you the vitality, alertness, and power that you need to be the very best that you can be. Why does Warhead work better? Because it is such an advanced complex of the highest quality ingredients, all carefully balanced to give you what you need, longer-lasting energy for superior physical and mental performance. Warhead is all natural and all legal. Keep a bottle of Warhead handy. You can never know when you need an explosion of raw energy. Remember the name Warhead. You'll be glad you did. For your bottle of Warhead, come to the Green Herb in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Visit our website at nextlevelformulations.com or call 1-800-910-0200.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled. Jobs are headed with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of mark or reprisal,
gold and silver.
No emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin attend letters of mark or reprisal, coin tender, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill. Article 1, Section 10.
TRI Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake, or even sending a care package overseas, is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management in Greeley. Call 352-1025.
Well, Dan back here at American Freedom Network. Our guest, Dr. Thomas Wood. His book, Rollback. We have another important book. In fact, we carry both of his other books we mentioned. I think he's written 9 or 10 books. We carry a politically incorrect guide to American history. We carry Meltdown, vitally important book. And now, of course, we'll be carrying Rollback. Two questions. Number one, there have been people like Cloward and Pivot, who in a 1966 article in Nation magazine said, this is the way to destroy a great nation, to destroy, because they were socialists. They were Nation magazine said, they said, we'll simply spend it into oblivion, a great nation to destroy, because we'll demand, you know, we'll give all these benefits to the people so they'll think they're entitled to them, they'll demand them, and then we'll simply spend the country into destruction. So they'll think they're entitled to them, they'll demand them, and then we'll simply spend the country into destruction. So they'll think they're entitled to them, they'll demand them, and then we'll simply spend. There are people who want to destroy America, and there are people who want to destroy America. Against the Republicans, because they want to cut a $68 billion from the current $1.565 trillion deficit, $68 billion from the current war to destroy this nation?
Well, if you had asked me that a few years
ago, that there are people who...
But my view on this, Dr. Stan, is that none of this was intentional, right? That our problem was we were... My view on this, Dr. Stan, is that they just weren't that bright. Well, if that were the case, if people were just stupid, then wouldn't they just accidentally, once in a while, just by accident, they would do the right thing? I mean, if you're stupid, you don't know what you're doing. And wouldn't they just accidentally, but you notice they never do? They never accidentally, they never do the right, and everything they do is the wrong thing. I mean, if you're stupid, you don't know what you're doing. You might accidentally do, either we are dealing with extremely, I mean, just everything they do is the wrong thing. Everything they do makes the situation worse. So either we are dealing with extremely, I mean, just do is the wrong thing. Everything they do makes the situation worse. So either we are, some of them are dumb. I think Nancy Pelosi is dumb as a stick. She'd have to be the greatest actress in world history to actually be, rule that out. I think some of them are dumb. I think Nancy Pelosi is dumb as a stick. She'd have to be the greatest actress in world history to actually be a, rule that out. I think some of them are dumb. I think Nancy Pelosi is dumb as a stick. She'd have to be the greatest actress in world history to actually be a super genius just posing as an idiot. I think she is an idiot. But I think there may be something more sinister at work in some of these other folks. I don't see how else to posing as an idiot. I think she is an idiot. But I think there may be something more sinister at work in some of these other folks. I don't see how else to explain this when they're doing things that are obviously putting us in an impossible, you know, catastrophic situation. And it's not like the proposals they're putting forth haven't been tried before. It's not like we don't have experience with them. It's not like Japan. And it's not like the proposals they're putting forth haven't been tried before. It's not like we don't have experience with them. It's not like Japan didn't do exactly the very things that are being urged upon, haven't been tried before to show for it. No growth. Well, I suppose they do have something to show for it, being the most indebted country in the developed world. That's what they have.
Well, now, the other thing is, what is going to happen if certainly, and we hear talk about this. Now, the other thing is, what is the BRIC nations are talking if certainly no longer this all the time, China, other countries in the world, and most countries are carrying massive numbers of dollars, no longer having the dollar as the reserve currency of the world. And most countries are carrying massive numbers of dollars, no longer having the dollar as the reserve currency of the world. And most countries are carrying massive numbers of dollars, and we've been exporting our inflation for years to other countries, and they're holding our dollars, as a reserve to supporting our, in fact, their currency. What happens if people begin to doubt the stability of the American dollar? That gold and silver start running up, that the country to doubt the stability of the American dollar. The gold and silver stand, the American economy is collapsing. We can't depend upon America any longer. What happens when, if they repudiate the dollar, it's no longer the reserve dollar of the world any longer? Part of the of his, a number of dollars, or there's no longer currency. What would happen? Maybe that'll be if suddenly that were to happen, and all those dollars throughout the world, everybody started to dump them.
Well, it seems to me you'd
that were to happen.
Just no way to avoid. You would have pretty serious price inflation. Of course, the dollar was the world reserve currency de jure till 1971, and it's been the reserve currency de facto since then. But in some ways, although it has allowed our government to inflate and to get things it wants more easily than since then, demand around the world, and so it allowed our government to benefit Americans, in other ways, it's been really an albatross around our necks in the world. And so in some ways has materially benefited Americans. In other ways, it's been really an albatross around our necks because it has indeed allowed our government to go to great extremes because it doesn't feel the pain as much because it inflates and it doesn't feel like there are any consequences. The dollars just wind up being held abroad and no tears. You have inflation without tears. We need them to have the tears so they'll stop inflating. So I think ultimately in the long run, it would be better tears. You have inflation not to have this status, frankly. And, of course, if you really want to have an international currency, I think ultimately in the long run, it would be better for our currency not and everything else. These are all just Rube Goldberg control. Have an international currency. Avoid the obvious candidate to be the world, which once used to be the world reserve currency, the international currency of account, namely gold or silver. I mean, those things can't, which once used to be the governments, and that's why they're to be preferred.
Well, now,
namely gold or
Ben Bernanke is doing everything he can
by governments, and that's why they're to be preferred.
We've got to have inflation, you know, because it's only 1%. If we just got inflation at 2%, then, of course, why everything would be fine, the economy would begin to come back again. So he's frantically buying up bonds, which basically I think people have to understand is a vehicle for pumping money into the banking system. But the banking system has lots of money. They're sitting on $2 to $3 trillion. The corporations, the major corporations, have lots of money. They're sitting on $2 trillion. I mean, and Ben Bernanke says, you know, well, I am 100% certain. I heard him on CBS saying this, I think, to Steve Croft. If we start getting inflation, I'm 100% certain I'd turn it off in an hour. And but basically, the producer price index is 14.5%. That means in 6 months, why we'll have 14% inflation for produced products, and certainly I'm leaning into what's happening to the price of oil and of gasoline and of electricity and of food, and they're going up dramatically. But of course, they don't put that in the Bureau of Labor Statistics doesn't include that in inflation. Inflation excludes fuel and the cost of food. What sort of madness is this?
Yeah, no, I know, and of course, unemployment statistics exclude the hardcore unemployed. It's a typical government scam of these numbers. You know, that stuff from Bernanke about his 100% certainty, you know, in his infallible powers, I think the type of statement is almost as alarming to me as the policies themselves. Is his infallible powers, if he really believes it or that's for public consumption, it's alarming to me as the policy that's so simple and easy to control view. I don't know if he really believes it or that's for public consumption. His control or out of hand is something that's so be entirely controlled by him. Look, if demand for the dollar falls dramatically, there's not of his control to do about that other than strengthen the dollar, which goes against his every instinct. So things could easily get out from under his control. And indeed, I think in his heart of hearts, he realizes that's where he is right now. All he can think to do is just more and more money, create more and more money. You know, when all you have is a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. And that's exactly what we're living with. Now, it's just more and more money, create. I know Dr. Stan Carey's melt as a hammer, every problem looks like a nail.
A moment, we'll be right back. With Dr. Thomas Wood, Ludwig von Mises Institute.
Dr. Stan Carey's meltdown.
Hold back. Back with Dr. Thomas Wood, Ludwig von Mises Institute.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Is there one place to get all of your emergency? 66 South Broadway is a professional, reputable, confidence business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check us out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and I guess this morning the final segment of our program, Dr. Thomas Wood, his book, Rollback. And certainly we're looking, ladies and gentlemen, at the financial crisis like we've never seen it before, with skyrocketing prices of oil. I mean, over $100 a barrel yesterday, dropped back to $98. Dr. Wood, what is going to happen if oil gets to $150 a barrel or $200 a barrel, as we're told, may well happen?
Well, it's anybody's guess, but I mean, there are certain obvious consequences. I mean, people who have long commutes because they decided to settle in places that relied on the idea that there would be cheap oil forever, and so these commutes would be sustainable, are going to find themselves in a very difficult situation. Our food distribution networks, you know, where we, instead of getting our food from the local farmer, we're getting it, you know, from 2,500 miles away. This also becomes very difficult. So if this becomes a permanent feature of the landscape, one thing you'll see is decentralization. You'll see a lot more concern about supporting your local farmer, local production, and, you know, keeping long-distance travel for really urgent things. But presumably, I could get my apples down the street. I don't have to get them from California if push came to shove. So, I mean, it would lead to a change in our lifestyles that, you know, although it's not something we're choosing voluntarily, you know, and there's going to be a lot of pain associated with it. On the other hand, that actually may be a healthier society in the long run for us to be thinking more about our neighbors, and there's going to be a lot of pain associated with it. On the other hand, that actually may be a healthier society in the long run for us to be thinking more about our neighbors and our communities and actually interacting face-to-face with the people who produce the things that we use.
Oh, I agree with you totally. But I think that the world is changing at a pace I've never seen before. I mean, what has happened this last few weeks is catastrophic.
Well, it is, but I want to insert a sort of a note of optimism in all this,
okay,
if I may. As anomalous as that seems. And before we went to the break, what I wanted to point out, and let me say, Dr. Stan has not asked me to say this. I want to say it, that I know that he carries my book Meltdown in his store, and as he's been saying, carries a number of my titles. Meltdown was my book from a couple years ago, and what I want to say about it is that that was a little book I wrote, the foreword by Ron Paul, basically explaining what really happened in the financial crisis and who was to blame and what was going on. And really the book is taking dead aim at the Federal Reserve System and explains in layman's terms, you know, what this lingo all means and what they really did and how they're, you know, hurting us. And the interesting thing about it is that this book became a New York Times bestseller. Now, that's true, that's a feather in my cap. But to me, the much more significant aspect of that is that the Federal Reserve has been off the table. Like, if you talk about the Federal Reserve, they would call you a crank or a weirdo or how dare you talk about it. And yet here's a book that takes dead aim at the Fed, said the Fed is more to blame than any other institution for this, and it sells that well. That means to me, that says to me that we're at least turning some kind of corner when it comes to public awareness. So what I want to say is that if that interests you, my book Meltdown, I would like you to buy it from Dr. Stan's store. Because, I mean, I've got friends in this world and I have enemies in this world, and Dr. Stan has been a loyal friend. And I would like, you know, you'd be helping us both. But the other thing I'd like to say is that my new book, Rollback, again, I know times are tough and you feel like, you know, the book budget is the first one to go. So at least I've got chapter one that you can read for free at rollbackbook.com. And I hope people will do that, because at least chapter one just lays out the situation we're in. This is an easy way to show your friends you're not crazy, because these are facts that no one disputes. I'm putting in this chapter facts that nobody disputes. I'm not contriving a crisis that isn't there. This is an easy way to jolt your neighbors out of their complacency, to say, look, this is not just your crazy neighbor saying this. These are all the experts. They all know we're headed for a cliff. Here it all is in a simple but compelling brief summary. So rollbackbook.com. Okay, that's the end of my being on the pitch stand.
I really appreciate your mentioning that. I know my secretary had mentioned you. We have a lot of copies of your Meltdown book. We got them to Joe Ferrer, is a good friend of ours, and he's doing a wonderful job, getting the information out. That's WorldNet Daily, and everybody listening should go there every day, get the information. But of course, Thomas Woods certainly has a clear and concise view of what's going on. Because my view is that there are people out there who know exactly what they're doing. There's no way, better way to destroy a great nation than destroy the stability of the currency of the economic system. And how the New York Times can get upset at the Republicans who want to, cut $68 billion from a $1.65 trillion deficit. That's this year, alone. And they say, oh, the sky's going to fall and cutting essential to services, but, I mean, what's going on in Wisconsin? What's going on in California? Suddenly, the states are facing bankruptcy. I mean, we're talking about real financial bankruptcy. They can't pay their bills. And the Democratic legislators have left Wisconsin, so they can't be forced to vote on the bill. The Republicans are saying, fine, we'll just go ahead and fire all the employees. I mean, I see this thing moving faster than I have ever seen it moving before. What are your thoughts? I think we're rapidly approaching a point where there's no turning back.
Regardless of what the intentions of the architects of disaster may have...
Point where there's no turning back.
Regardless of what the intentions of the architects of disaster may have...
Point where there's no turning back.
who, you know, having been sucked in by those myths I mentioned earlier in the program, you know, of government just being wonderful people, just looking out for you and me, and so, you know, they're just trying to provide for the poor and do this and that. People bought into this, and if you were to criticize this system and say, look, in the long run, they can't possibly make good on all these pension obligations and all these other promises they've made, you were a Scrooge, you were a bad person, precisely because you were trying to avoid the very outcome we're living through now. And so it gets back to the idea that we need a population that sees through all these phony claims the political class makes for itself. And one thing we can console ourselves with is at least we're not Greece, where, you know, when you're told that maybe you can't retire at 50 anymore, maybe you have to retire at 51 and a half, they start burning down buildings. At least we're not at that point.
We're out of time, Dr. Wood. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless, and we'll look forward to talking to you real soon on the other programs in our network. Bye-bye. God bless.
Thank you.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into the search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113. Reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116.
Well, I stand back here at American Network, and things are moving and moving very rapidly. Of course, it is my contention what's happening is being done intentionally. I've been through the papers at the secret records back at the Council on Foreign Relations at 58 East 68th Street in New York City. And of course, I read what they say. They want to bring lower living standards to you. You can read it in the Earth Charter. Certainly, it was mid-October when Lindsay Williams was told by Mr. X, who was literally on his deathbed. He subsequently died. His name was Ken Fromm. You can look him up on Wikipedia. He was CEO of Atlantic Richfield when he retired. He was one of the insiders. He said by the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead. By the end of 2012, that's a little over less than 2 years from now. He told Lindsay in mid-October that we were going to have a major conflict in the Middle East in 4 to 6 months. He said in 4 to 6 months, the price of oil would be between $150 and $200 a barrel. This is not happening by accident, ladies and gentlemen. It's happening intentionally. It is being done. And as Dr. Wood, like most academics, You know, it's so hard to believe that somebody would want to destroy America. But you see, there really are people who want to destroy America. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Now, we're making a special this morning. Dr. Wood's first book, Meltdown, we talk about. It's $27.95. His book, Rollback, $27.95. My talk on the financial Armageddon with the syllabus that goes with it, ordinarily it's about a combined value well over $100. You can get all of them this morning for $69.95 in the Rollback special. Why? Well, because we got so many copies of Meltdown there, and certainly because we want you to know all the facts. We want you to know the people who want to destroy America. There was no reason for the crisis back in 2008. I mean, they could have kept this scam going for a good long while longer, but they're operating on a time schedule. They know what they're going to do, fortunately, because Lindsay, whatever you think of Lindsay, he's been right on in the things that he's told us. And I've checked him out. I've talked to people who knew Mr. Fromm, and I've talked to people who are giving Lindsay the information he's getting today. So at least I know something. This is not simply accidental. And some of my friends said, well, how could this possibly happen? You know, they can't destroy the value of our currency in 2 years, and logically, they can't. But we live in a world gone mad. Of the Rollback special, you need to get a $69.95 and give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.